SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Locked and loaded, that's how Secretary of War Hegseth describes the state of the U.S. military during the current Iran ceasefire. Hegseth urges the Iranian leadership to choose the path of peace while it still can.
In the meantime, and for as long as it takes, we will maintain this blockade, successful blockade. But if Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy.
The U.S. naval blockade has sealed Iran's ports tight as a drum.
U.S. Central Command says no ships have made it past the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports since it was imposed, and 10 merchant vessels complied with direction from U.S. forces to turn around and re-enter Iranian waters. The blockade is intended to pressure Iran, which has exported millions of barrels of oil, mostly to Asia, since the war began February 28th.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Russia's war on Ukraine continues to rage. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford is in the Ukrainian capital.
Here in Kyiv, the sirens jolted people awake at 2:30 a.m. And then came a series of loud explosions. There were strikes in the south and the east of Ukraine, too, on the cities of Odessa and Dnipro. In Kyiv, the mayor says a 12-year-old boy was killed and another child rescued from the rubble of their home. In all, Russia launched more than 700 drones and missiles at Ukraine, and Ukraine sent more than 200 in the other direction.
Ukrainian officials say that a total of at least 16 people were killed in the latest Russian attacks, with more than 80 others injured. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 131 points, while the Nasdaq is 4 points in the red. This is SRN News. The atheists strike again.
The City Council of Ravenswood, West Virginia, has agreed to stop opening its meetings with prayer under threat of a lawsuit by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group spends much of its energy on efforts to scour the public square of any reference to Christianity, threatening lawsuits if its demands are not met. Many small and mid-sized communities give in rather than face the possibility of a costly legal battle. Michael Harrington reported.
At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. The U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from other delegates. Sweden's representative framed it as an attempt to turn back the clock 30 or 40 years. The resolution ultimately failed after being blocked from going to a vote by Belgium. This is SRN News. New law says no data centers in Maine.
Maine's legislature has passed the nation's first statewide moratorium on energy-hungry data centers. It's an expansion of political opposition to tech giants' massive artificial intelligence data centers, which are stoking fears about blackouts, rising energy bills, and voracious water needs. Bills have been introduced in at least a dozen states as increasingly stiff backlash at the local level is migrating upward into legislatures. Tech giants and the data centers they are building have high-level support from the Trump administration and many governors. They say the centers are essential to winning the artificial intelligence race against China. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump heads to Las Vegas today to remind people of the tax cuts he signed into law last year, easing the tax burden on workers who earn tips and overtime, and there are quite a bit of them in Vegas. More details, SRNNews.com.